Judges chapter 8. The men of Ephraim said unto him, Why hast thou served us thus, and thou calledest not when thou wentest to fight with the Midianites? And they quarreled with him sharply. He said unto them, What have I done now in comparison of you? Is not the gleaning of the grapes of Ephraim better than the vintage of Abiezer? Elohim hath delivered into your hands the princes of Midian, Orb and Zeb. And what was I able to do in comparison of you? Then their anger was abated toward him when he had said that. And Gideon came to Jordan and passed over, he and 300 men that were with him, faint yet pursuing them. He said unto the men of Succoth, Give, I pray you, loaves of bread unto the people that follow me, for they be faint, and I am pursuing after Zebah and Zalmunna, kings of Midian. And the princes of Succoth said, Are the hands of Zebah and Zalmunna now in thine hand, that we should give bread unto thine army? And Gideon said, Therefore, when Yahweh hath delivered Zebah and Zalmunna into my hand, then I will tear your flesh with the thorns of the wilderness and the briars. He went up thence to Penuel, and spoke unto them likewise. And the men of Penuel answered him as the men of Succoth, and answered him. And he spoke also unto the men of Penuel, saying, When I come again in peace, I will break down this tower. Now Zebah and Zalmunna were in Karkor, and their hosts with them, about 15,000 men. And there were left of all the hosts of the children of the east, for there fell 120,000 men that drew sword. And Gideon went up by the way of them that dwelt in tents on the east of Nobah and Jogbenah, and smote the host, for the camp was secure. And when Zebah and Zalmunna fled, he pursued after them, and took the two kings of Midian, Zebah and Zalmunna, and discomfited all the army. And Gideon, the son of Joash, returned from battle before the sun was up, and caught a young man of the men of Succoth, and inquired of him. And he wrote down for the names of the princes of Succoth, and the elders thereof, even 70 men. He came unto the men of Succoth, and said, Behold, Zebah and Zalmunna, with whom he did upbraid me, saying, Are the hands of Zebah and Zalmunna now in thine hand, that we should give bread unto thy men that are weary? And he took the elders of the city, and thorns of the wilderness, and briars, and with them he chastised the men of Succoth, and beat down the tower of Penuel, and slew the men of the city. Then said he unto Zebah and Zalmunna, What manner of men were they whom he slew at Tabor? And he answered, As thou art, so were they, each one resembled the children of a king. And he said, They were many brethren, even the sons of my mother. As Yahweh liveth, if he have saved them alive, I would not slay you. He said unto Jether, his firstborn, Up and slay them. But the youth drew not his sword, for he feared, because he was yet a youth. Then Zebah and Zalmunna said, Rise thou, and fall upon us. For as the man is, so is his strength. And Gideon arose, and slew Zebah and Zalmunna, and took away the crescent-shaped ornaments that were on their camels' necks. Then the men of Israel and unto Gibeon, Rule thou over us, both thou and thy son's son also. For thou hast delivered us from the hand of Midian. And Gideon said unto them, I will not rule over you, neither shall my son rule over you. Yahweh shall rule over you. And Gideon said unto them, I would desire and request of you, that you would give me every man the earrings of his prey, for they had gold and earrings, because they were Ishmaelites. They answered, We will willingly give them. And they spread a garment, and did cast therein every man the earrings of his prey. And the weight of the golden earrings that he requested was 1,700 shekels of gold, besides ornaments and collars and purple remnant that was on the kings of Midian, and besides the chains that were about the camels' necks. And Gideon made an ephod thereof, and it made it, and put it in his city, even in Ophrah. And all Israel went thither a whoring after it, which thing became a snare unto Gideon and his house. Thus was Midian subdued before the children of Israel, so that they lifted up their heads no more. The country was in quietness 40 years in the days of Gideon. And Jerubbaal, the son of Joash, went and dwelt in his own house. And Gideon had 70 sons of his body begotten, for he had many wives. And his concubine that was in Shechem, she also bare him a son, whose name he called Abimelech. And Gideon, the son of Joash, died in a good old age, and was buried in the sepulcher of Joash, his father, in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. It came to pass, as soon as Gideon was dead, that the children of Israel turned again, and went a whoring after Balaam, and made Baal Berith their city, or their deity. The children of Israel remembered not Yahweh, their Elohim, who had delivered them out of the hands of their enemies on every side. Neither showed the kindness to the house of Jerubbaal, namely Gideon, according to all the goodness which he had showed unto Israel. Judges chapter 9. And Abimelech the son of Jerubbaal went to Shechem unto his mother's brethren, and communed with them, and with all the family of the house of his mother's father, saying, Speak, I pray you, in the ears of all the men of Shechem, whether it is better for you, either that all the sons of Jerubbaal, which are 70 persons, reign over you, or that one reign over you. Remember also that I am your bone and your flesh. His mother's brethren spoke of him in the ears of all the men of Shechem all these words, and their hearts inclined to follow Abimelech, for they said, He is our brother. And they gave him 70 pieces of silver out of the house of Baal Berith, wherewith Abimelech hired vain and light persons and followed him. And he went unto his father's house at Ophrah, and slew his brethren, sons of Jerubbaal, being 70 persons, upon one stone. Notwithstanding, yet Jotham, the youngest son of Jerubbaal, was left, for he hid himself. And all the men of Shechem gathered together, and all the house of Milo, and went and made Abimelech king, by the plain of the pillar that was in Shechem. And when they told it to Jotham, he went and stood in the top of Mount Gerizim, and lifted up his voice, and cried, and said unto them, Hearken unto me, you men of Shechem, that Elohim may hearken unto you. The trees went forth on a time to anoint their king over them, and they said unto the olive tree, Reign thou over us. The olive tree said unto them, Should I leave my fatness, wherewith by me they honor Elohim and man, and go to the promoted over the trees? And the tree said to the fig tree, Come thou and reign over us. But the fig tree said unto them, Should I forsake my sweetness and my good fruit, and go to be promoted over the trees? Then said the trees unto the vine, Come thou and reign over us. The vine said unto them, Should I leave my wine, which cheereth Elohim and man, and go to be promoted over the trees? Then said all the trees unto the bramble, Come thou and reign over us. The bramble said unto the trees, If in truth ye anoint me king over you, then come and put your trust in my shadow. And if not, let fire come out of the bramble, devour the cedars of Lebanon. Now therefore, if ye have done truly and sincerely, and that ye have made Abimelech king, and if ye have dealt with Zerubbabel and his house, and have done unto him according to the deserving of his hands, for my father fought for you, and adventured his life far, and delivered you out of the hand of Midian, and ye are risen up against my father's house this day, and have slain his sons, 70 persons, upon one stone, and have made Abimelech the son of his maidservant king over the men of Shechem, because he is your brother. If ye then have dwelt truly and sincerely with Zerubbabel and with the house this day, then rejoice ye in Abimelech, and let him also rejoice in you. But if not, let fire come out from Abimelech, devour the men of Shechem, the house of Milo, and let fire come out from the men of Shechem, and from the house of Milo, and devour Abimelech. And Jotham ran away, and fled, and went to Beer, and dwelt there, for fear of Abimelech his brother. When Abimelech had reigned 3 years over Israel, then Elohim sent an evil spirit between Abimelech and the men of Shechem. The men of Shechem dealt treacherously with Abimelech, that the cruelty done to 70 sons of Zerubbabel might come, and their blood be laid upon Abimelech their brother, which slew them, and upon the men of Shechem, which aided him in the killing of his brethren. And the men of Shechem sent liers in wait for him in the top of the mountains, and they robbed all that came along that way by them. And it was told Abimelech. And Gaal, the son of Ebed, came with his brethren and went over to Shechem, and the men of Shechem put their confidence in him. They went out into the fields and gathered their vineyards and trod the grapes and made merry and went into the house of their idols and did eat and drink and cursed Abimelech. And Gaal, the son of Ebed, said, "Who is Abimelech? And who is Shechem that we should serve him? Is not the son of Zerubbabel and Zebul, his officer, served the men of honor of serve the men of Hamor, the father of Shechem? For why should we serve him? And would to Elohim this people were under my hand, then would I remove Abimelech?" And he said to Abimelech, "Increase thine army and come out." And when Zebul, the ruler of the city, heard the words of Gaal, the son of Ebed, his anger was kindled. He sent messengers unto Abimelech privately, saying, "Behold, Gaal, the son of Ebed, and his brethren be come to Shechem, and behold, they fortify the city against thee. Now therefore, up by night, thou and the people that is with thee, and lie in wait in the field. And it shall be that in the morning, as soon as the sun is up, thou shalt rise early, and set upon the city. And behold, when he and the people that is with him come out against thee, then mayest thou do to them as thou shalt find occasion." And Abimelech rose up, and all the people that were with him, by night, and they laid wait against Shechem in 4 companies. And Gaal, the son of Ebed, went out and stood in the entering of the gate of the city. And Abimelech rose up, and the people that were with him, from lying in wait. And when Gaal saw the people, he said to Zebul, "Behold, there come people down from the top of mountains." And Zebul said unto them, "Thou seest the shadow of the mountains as if they were men." And Gaal spoke again and said, "See, there come people down by the middle of the land, and another company come along by the plain of Meonium." Then said Zebul unto him, "Where is now thy mouth, wherewith thou sayest, 'Who is Abimelech, that we should serve him?' Is not this the people that thou hast despised? Go out, I pray now, and fight with them. And Gaal went out before the men of Shechem and fought with Abimelech. And Abimelech chased him, and he fled before him, and many were overthrown and wounded, even unto the entering of the gate. And Abimelech dwelt at Arumah, and Zebul thrust out Gaal and his brethren, that they should not dwell in Shechem. It came to pass on the morrow that the people went out into the field, and they told Abimelech. And he took the people, divided them into three companies, and laid wait in the field, and looked, and behold, the people were come forth out of the city. He rose up against them, and smote them. And Abimelech, and the company that was with him, rushed forward, and stood in the entering of the gate of the city. And the two other companies ran upon all the people that were in the fields, and slew them. And Abimelech fought against the city all that day, and he took the city, and slew the people that was therein, and beat down the city, and sowed it with salt. And when all the men of the tower of Shechem heard that, they entered into and held hold of the house of Baal-perith. And it was told Abimelech that all the men of the tower of Shechem were gathered together, and Abimelech got him up to Mount Zalmon, he and all the people that were with him. And Abimelech took an axe in his hand, and cut down a bow from the trees, and took it, and laid it on his shoulder, and said unto the people that were with him, What ye have seen me do, make haste, and do as I have done. And all the people likewise cut down every man his bow, and followed Abimelech, and put them to the hold, and set the hold on fire upon them, so that all the men of the tower of Shechem died also, and about 1,000 men and women. Then went Abimelech to Zephath, and encamped against Zephath, and took it. But there was a strong tower within the city, and thither fled all the men and women, and all they of the city, and shut it to them, and gate them up to the top of the tower. And Abimelech came unto the tower, and fought against it, and went hard unto the door of the tower to burn it with fire. And a certain woman cast a piece of millstone upon Abimelech's head, and brake his skull. Then he called hastily unto the young man, his armor-bearer, and said to him, Draw thy sword, and slay me, that men say not of me, a woman slew him. And his young man thrust him through, and he died. And when the men of Israel saw that Abimelech was dead, they departed every man unto his place. Thus Elohim rendered the wickedness of Abimelech, which he did unto his father, in slaying his 70 brethren. And all the evil of the men of Shechem did Elohim render upon their heads, and upon them came the curse of Jotham, the son of Jerubbaal.